seize that agency and fight back. And I think it was remarkably heartening to encounter those people, to remind me that actually the first step to reclaiming democracy is remembering that no one can take your agency away.
Karen Howe, author of the new book, Empire of AI, Dreams and Nightmares in Sam Altman's Open AI. Go to democracynow.org to see the full interview. And that does it for this special broadcast. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Pinckney Hall will start in just a moment.
Asking one another as we pass the time of day, why working men resort to arms to get their proper pay, and why our labor unions, they must not be recognized, whilst the actions of a syndicate must not be criticized. Now the troubles down at Homestead were brought about this way, when a grasping corporation had the audacity to say, you must all renounce your union and forswear your liberty, and we will give you a chance to live and die in slavery. Now the man that fights for honor, none can blame him. May luck attend wherever he may roam, and no son of his will ever live to shame him, whilst liberty and honor rule our home. Now the sturdy band of workers started at the break of day, determination on their face, which plainly meant to say, no one can come and take our homes for which we've toiled so long. No one can take our places, no, here's where we belong. A woman with a rifle saw her husband in the crowd. She handed him the weapon and they cheered her long and loud. He kissed her and said, Mary, you go home till we are through. She answered, no, if you must fight, my place is here with you. Now the man that fights for honor, none can blame him. May luck attend wherever he may roam, and no son of his will ever live to shame him, whilst liberty and honor rule our home. When a lot of bum detectives came without authority, like thieves at night when decent men were sleeping peacefully, can you wonder why all honest hearts with indignation burn, and why the worm that treads the earth when trod upon will turn? When they locked out men at Homestead, then they were face to face with a lot of bum detectives, and they knew it was their place to protect their homes and families, and this was neatly done, and the public will reward them for the victories they won. Now the man that fights for honor, none can blame him. May luck attend wherever he may roam, and no son of his will ever live to shame him, whilst liberty and honor rule our home.
Good morning. Kenny Joe here. The song you just heard was Joe Glazer doing Homestead Steel off of the LP Songs of Steel and Struggle. We're opening the show with that today because Sunday, the 6th of July, will be the 133rd anniversary of the Battle of Homestead. There'll be a celebration of that, sponsored by the, well, put on by the Battle of Homestead Foundation on Sunday from 2 to 5 o'clock down down in, technically, Munhall. People think of it as Homestead. It's at the Pump House at 880 East Waterfront Drive. There'll be some speechifying, and there'll be some music, and it'll be a great occasion. So keep that in mind if you're looking for things to do on Sunday afternoon, 2 to 5 at the Pump House. For most of the rest of the show, we're going to be playing songs appropriate to the holiday, and we're happy to be here on the July 4th holiday and help you get started on what I hope is a very pleasant holiday weekend. Before we do that, I'm going to tell you about a couple of things. Let's see, what are we going to do today? Here, I can tell you about a couple of things. I got it right here on a little computer. It's all warmed up and ready to go. What makes a community vibrant? Welcoming public spaces in every neighborhood, clean air and water for all our residents, good jobs and strong local businesses. What do all these have in common? Trees! If you support a healthy community and a thriving economy, you are an urban forest advocate. That's a message from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT Pittsburgh. And what else do we have here? Oh, we got to do a medical one. Can't do PSAs without a medical one or two. Let's see. Your eyes are windows to your health. When was the last time you had them examined? Millions of Americans have common vision problems that can easily be corrected. Find a window of time to schedule an eye exam today. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy-eyes. This has been a message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay. I was going to introduce the next song, but we'll save the introductions for later. But I will mention that there is there is a song in this set, "The Battle of the Cakes," that perhaps needs a little bit of introduction because it's not what you think. These kegs are not filled with a fermented beverage. They're what we would now call mines. And I don't mean like coal mines. I mean the mines that you throw into the water at a harbor so that anybody entering the harbor or any ship entering the harbor explodes. So when you hear a song about kegs, they're not talking about beer. They're talking about the Revolutionary War water mines. Okay, got that? We'll play the music. That's not the next song, by the way.
Talking about me leaving America, you got to be crazy. Man, I like all the nice things, Jack. Continental suits and things. Look here. Now, I'm sorry for the man who don't love this land. Now, black and white, they may fight. But if the enemy come, we'll get together and run them out of sight. Now, look here. The sun don't come out in rainy weather. But when you boil it down, they are still together. Now, let's not overlook the fact that we're still in reach. places that you'd like to go. But believe me, if you get an education, you can't blow. You can't hardly blow. Now dig this. Now you tell me if I'm wrong. America is still the best country, and that's without a doubt. America's still the best country without a doubt. And if anybody says it ain't, you just try to put them out. They ain't going nowhere. You got a good fight. When I told you one time that I was a shoeshine boy, every word I said, I meant. But name me any other country, you can start as a shoeshine boy and shake hands with the president. It ain't gonna happen. You got to have that royal blood to make it. And I ain't got nothing royal but me. So, I can't take the chances. I'm gonna stay home. Now look here. I got a brand new jet. When I need to move. A soul brother made it. Now ain't that a groove? So look here. Brothers and sisters and friends, dig this. So quit your dreaming all night. Stop beating yourself and get up and fight. Don't give out. You might give up, but don't give out. If you give out, don't give up. Just don't quit going. I mean, like, keep it moving, you know. Because if you stop, like, the ball quit rolling. Now, we got two of us that carry us from Florida to Rome. But you know, it's one thing we'll never forget. America's still our home. Get it, baby. America. I was talking about me too, you know. I'm American myself. I like that kind of thing.
Attendant, hear a friend row forth harmonious ditty. Strange things of the witch lake befell in Philadelphia city. It was early day, as poets say, just as the sun was rising. A soldier stood on a log of wood and saw a thing surprising.
As in amaze he stood to gaze, the truth can't be denied, sir. Despite a score of kegs or more come floating down the tide, sir. Sailor too in jerkin blue, this strange appearance viewing. First damned his eyes in great surprise, then said some mischief's brewing.
These cakes I'm told the rebels hold, packed up like tickling herring. They're come down to attack the town in this new way of faring. The soldier flew, the sailor too, and scared almost to death, sir. Wore out their shoes to spread the news, and ran till out of breath, sir. There, there. Now up and down throughout the town, most frantic scenes were acted. And some ran here and others then, like men almost distracted. Some fire cried, which some denied, and some said the earth had quaked. And girls and boys with hideous noise ran through the streets half naked. Ooh, shocking. Hey, what?
Sir William, he snug as a flea, lay all this time a-snoring. Nor dreamed of harm as he lay warm in bed with Mrs. Loring. Now in a fright, he starts upright, awaked by such a clatter. He rubs both eyes and boldly cries, for God's sakes, what's the matter?
At his bedside he then espied Sir Erskine at command, sir. On one foot he had one boot and the other in his hand, sir. Arise, arise, Sir Erskine cries, the rebels, for the pity. Without a boat are all afloat and ranged before the city. Oh, yes. A motley crew in vessels new with Satan for their guide, sir. Packed up in bags or wooden cakes, come driving down the tide, sir. Therefore, prepare for bloody war. These cakes must all be routed.
or surely we despise shall be, and British courage doubted.
Never, madam, never.
The royal band now ready stand, all ranged in dread array, sir, with stomachs stout to see it out and make a bloody day, sir. The cannons roar from shore to shore, the small arms make a rattle. Since war's begun, I'm sure no man e'er saw so strange a battle.
Weird, definitely weird.
The rebel there, the rebel veils, with rebel trace surrounded. The distant wood, the hills and floods, with rebel echoes sounded. The fish below swam to and fro, attacked from every quarter. By shore thought they, the devil's to pay, but folks above the water.
Oh, my.
Said though strongly made of rebel stays and hoops, sir, could not oppose their powerful foes, the conquering British troops, sir. From morn till night, though men of might displayed amazing courage, and when the sun was fairly down, retired to sup their porridge.
The 100 men with each a pen,
or more, upon my word, sir.
It is most true, it be too few
their valor to record, sir.
Such feats today performed that day
against those wicked kids, sir.
That years to come if they get home,
they'll make their boasts and brag, sir.
You.
Struggle. bay, from the brave, the bold, the battered heart of Chevrolet. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Well, let me tell you what you just heard. Well, actually, I'll start from the beginning. If anybody has tuned in late, we started the show off with a song by Joe Glazer, The Homestead Strike. That was off of a LP, Songs of Steel and Struggle, The Story of the Steelworkers, which was originally put out by the United Steelworkers of America. Since then, it's been put out in other forms. But we played that because July 6th is the 130-something. Now I can't remember. 130, let's see. I'm not even going to do the math, but it is the anniversary of the Homestead Strike, and at the Pump House down in what you think of as Homestead, but it's really Munhall, there will be a fine celebration of that anniversary from 2 to 5 on Sunday. I commend that to your attention. If you want to know more about it, you can go to the website of the Kenny Joe cannot rely on his memory as much as last time. The Battle of Homestead Foundation. Okay. Battle of Homestead Foundation. Okay. Can't start off with Homestead. So, a little plug for that. And then we started this set off with James Brown and the Famous Flames doing America's My Home, Part 1. Normally, I play Parts 1 and 2, but we got enough 7-minute songs today without adding another one. So we just had, we just did part one. That's all you would have heard on the radio back in the day anyway. Nobody played part two. You had to buy 245s to play part two on the radio, and I'm probably one of the few that did. Okay, after that we had kind of an ad hoc group called the Committee of Correspondents doing the song The Battle of the Kegs, having to do with... they mentioned Philadelphia. You'd think, well, anyhow, I'm not. You heard it. You can look up the lyrics if you want. That was off of a Folkways record, fine Folkways record, called Songs and Ballads of Colonial and Revolutionary America. Then we had Barbara Dane and the Chambers Brothers with another Folkways record, Freedom is a Constant Struggle is the name of the song, and the name of the release is just Barbara Dane and the Chambers Brothers. And unfortunately, that is the only record that brought those Barbara Dane together with the Chambers Brothers. It'd be nice if there were three or four more, but we'll work with what we got, right? And then last but not least, Leonard Cohen doing A Democracy. Okay, what else do I have to tell you about? I should... I'll tell you about one of our underwriters. That's what I'll do. Boy, it's almost 9:30 already. WRCT is supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit. Available in over 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand. It's not a stand, it's a storefront, but okay, we'll call it a stand. 3712 Fifth Avenue, near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. Okay, now, a couple of songs in the next set probably do need a little bit of introduction. I hope I'm not getting into the habit of this. Oh, before I do that, let me just say to the caller who made a very fine suggestion that Kenny Joe was unable to find that in the WRCT record library. I'm pretty sure that it was there once upon a time, but in the 7 minutes of Democracy, I was unable to locate it. We'll find an occasion to play that song sometime in the next couple of weeks. Okay, getting to the next set. I'm going to tell you something about the first two records in the next set. We've got the first record you're going to hear, or the first song you're going to hear, is called The World Turned Upside Down. Now, normally, if we're playing The World Turned Upside Down, we're playing a Billy Bragg song about the Diggers. Now, this is not that song. It's a completely different song. In fact, I know of three songs that have nothing to do with each other that have that title. But this is a Revolutionary War song, and it's an allegory. At least, I think this is what an allegory is. And what you should know is it's talking about an old woman and a young woman. And the old woman is Great Britain. The young woman is colonial USA. So, you know, I think that's, to understand the song, you kind of need to know that. And then the next one, the second song, is a song by Eliza Gilkison, Jedediah. And, well, what do you need to know about that? That is Eliza found a letter, I believe it was from a relative who was a Revolutionary War soldier who wintered with Washington at Valley Forge. And the song is, she got the lyrics to the song. It's all from the letter. So yeah, the last two songs in the set need no introduction. And I've gone on so long with this, I forgot where we're at. Okay, we'll get some music to you.
Goody Bull and her daughter together fell out, both squabbled and wrangled and made a damned rout. But the cause of the quarrel remains to be told. Then lend both your ears and a tail I'll unfold.
Derry-down, down, down, derry-down.
The old lady, it seems, took a freak in her head that her daughter, grown woman, might earn her own bread. Self-applauding her scheme, she was ready to dance, but we're often too sanguine in what we advance.
Derry-down, down, down, derry-down.
For mark the event, thus by fortune we're crossed, nor should people reckon without their good host. The daughter was sulky and wouldn't come to, and pray what in this case could the old woman do?
Derry down, 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 derry down.
In vain did the matron hold forth in the cause that the young one was able for duty the laws. Ingratitude vile, disobedience far worse, but she might e'en as well have sung psalms to a horse.
Derry down, 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 derry down.
Young froward and sullen and vain of her beauty, she tartly replied that she knew well her duty, that other folks' children were kept by their friends, and that some folks loved people but for their own ends.
Derry down, 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 derry down.
She sobbed and she blubbered, she blustered and swore, if her mother persisted, she'd turn common whore. The old woman thus threatened fell down in a fit, and who in the nick should hop in but Will Pitt?
Derry down, 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 derry down.
Zounds, neighbor, quoth he, what the devil's the matter? A man cannot rust in his house for your clatter. Alas, cries the daughter, here's dainty fine work. The old woman's grown harder than Jew or than Turk.
Derry down, 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 derry down.
She be damned, says the farmer. And to her he goes, first roars in her ears, then tweaks her old nose. Hello, goody, what ails you? Wake, woman, I say. I am come to make peace in this desperate fray.
Derry down, 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 derry down.
At Zooks, ope thine eyes, what a father is here. You've no right to compel her. You have not, I swear. Be ruled by your friends. Kneel down and ask pardon. You'd be sorry, I'm sure, should she walk Covent Garden.
Derry down, 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 derry down.
Alas, cries the old woman, and must I comply? But I'd rather submit than the hussy should die. Oh, prithee, be quiet, be friends and agree. You must surely be right if you're guided by me.
Derry down, 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 derry down.
Unwillingly awkward, the mother knelt down, while the absolute farmer went on with a frown. Come kiss the poor child, then come kiss and be friends. There kiss your poor daughter and make her amends.
Derry down, 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 derry down.
No thanks to you, mother, the daughter replied, but thanks to my friend here I've humbled your pride. Then pray leave off this nonsense, 'tis all a mere farce. As I've carried my point, you may now kiss my arse.
Derry down, 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 derry down.
Mm-hmm. stuck in the frozen trench lines. Wet boots and his wool coat coming apart at the seams. Rations of hard-baked dough, handfuls of melting snow. What else can a man live on but his dreams? Not 20 miles away, in the mansions of Philadelphia, loyalists laying their money down on the king. We've provisioned enough for the day, but if victory were just for the wealthy, our noble cause wouldn't be worth the hardship we're suffering. For a good waistcoat, I dream of your hearth and the fields of oat. I wake to the drum and the trembling note of the fifer. May it please God in his great mercy to shelter our friends and our family. I remain your son most faithfully, Jedediah. Bring a great revolution in commerce. May it be our rightful fortune to come in for a share. My regards to a certain Miss Moore. I've stated my honorable intentions for her, that upon my return from this necessary war, she'll be my wife. May it please God in his great mercy to restore the joys of domesticity. Salutations to the family, Jedediah. Accomplishing the ends of his desire. My love to you and the fair Miss Moore, spare me a bottle from the cellar store, and in my name let the contents pour, Jedediah.
Far between sundown's finish and midnight's broken toll, we ducked inside the doorways, thunder went crashing. As majestic bells of bolts struck shadows in the sounds, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing. Flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight. Flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight. And for each and every underdog soldier in the night. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Through the city's melted furnace, unexpectedly we watched with faces hidden as the walls were tightening. As the echo of the wedding bells before the blowing rain dissolved into the bells of the lightning, tolling for the rebel, tolling for the rake, tolling for the luckless, they are abandoned and forsaken. Tolling for the outcast, burning constantly at stake. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing through the mad, mystic hammering of the wild, ripping hail. The sky cracked its palms in naked wonder as the clinging of the church bells blew far into the breeze, leaving only bells of lightning and its thunder. Striking for the gentle, striking for the kind, striking for the guardians and protectors of the mind. And the poet and the painter far behind his rightful time. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing in the wild cathedral evening. The rain unraveled tales for the disrobed, faceless forms of no position. Tolling for the tongues with no place to bring their thoughts, all down in taken for granted situations. Tolling for the deaf and blind, tolling for the mute, for the mistreated mateless mother, the mistitled prostitute, for the misdemeanor outlaw, chained and cheated by pursuit. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Even though a cloud's white curtain in a far-off corner flared, and the hypnotic splattered mist was slowly lifting, electric light still struck like arrows fired but for the ones condemned to drift or else be kept from drifting. Tolling for the searching ones on their speechless seeking trail, for the lonesome hearted lovers with too personal a tale, and for each unharmful gentle soul misplaced inside a jail. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. And laughing as I recall when we were caught, trapped by no track of ours, for they hang suspended. As we listened one last time and we watched with one last look, spellbound and swallowed till the tolling ended. Tolling for the aching whose wounds cannot be nursed, or the countless confused accused misused strung out ones and worse, and for every hung up person in the whole wide universe. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
And ships minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Okay, let me tell you what was in that last set. We started it off with Arthur F. Schrader doing The World Turned Upside Down, subtitled The Old Woman Taught Wisdom. That was from a Folkways record. We've done three Folkways records today, called American Revolutionary War Songs to Cultivate the Sensations of Freedom. Okay. After that, we had Eliza Gilkison doing Jedediah 1777. That was off her Paradise Hotel LP. Bob Dylan, Chimes of Freedom from Another Side of Bob Dylan. And last but not least, Bob Marley and the Wailers doing the acoustic version of Redemption Song. Okay. I need to tell you about a couple things here. I'll tell you about a couple of shows here on WRCT. Oh, gotta steady myself for this one. Spit Fountain. Ew, gross. Spit. A spit fountain? Why would anyone go swimming in there? Splash around with Spit Fountain on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. for the music of DIY Punk from our local scene and beyond. And then, on Wednesday mornings, we have Counterspin. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence in sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news. Weekdays, 7:30 to 8 a.m. Excuse me, not weekdays. Wednesdays, 7:30 to 8 a.m. Okay. A couple of shows I commend to your attention. Now we're going to wrap things up with a little bit of new music. Next song you hear is from a local group, the Blues Orphans.
Shedding heat and giving light. in LA on a hot and sticky summer night. And rats back in the alley. We got it going on. All the nighttime people come out and swing the thing into the brick dome.
Okay, I thought we would maybe have time for a couple of cuts of new music, but we're running out of time and Zombo's chomping at the bit here. The last song was, I think it was called In the Alley. Oh, it was See You in the Alley by Pittsburgh's Blues Orphans off of their relatively new CD, Who Ate My Sandwich? Okay, so what else do I have to tell you? I don't think I have nothing else to tell you. We're done here. I'm going to turn the mic over to Zombo as soon as I tell you that you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.